Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Of course. Every day of my life.
Yeah. Smells like fire bliss over here. That's for sure. Dr. Shealy, is there anything that you wanted to... open the broadcast classroom with, the original broadcast classroom with,
anything.
Here at USA Prepares?
I'm open to all and above.
Okay. So we have several friends who have been diagnosed with spinal stenosis. Can you share with us your thoughts about what spinal stenosis is and what can be done to treat it to make life better? Living with it?
Well, it is a degenerative disease, and virtually 100% of people develop some degree of it. Now, the degree, it depends on the person, but as you know, actually what I had to have 4 years ago was spinal stenosis, but it was caused by my being given x-ray therapy when I was 18 years old. It's caused usually just by wear and tear. Now, if it gets bad enough, then it starts pressing the cauda equina, the bottom of the spinal cord, and below, you do need surgery. If you don't, there is one treatment, only one treatment that I know worth considering, and that is something called IDD. It's a very specialized type of traction, mechanical. And interestingly, even though I was part of the team that developed this tool, the medical profession has not accepted it, but there are about 40 chiropractic centers throughout the country that use it now.
So, Dr. Shealy, are you saying that the weight of the spinal, the weight of the upper torso on the spinal cord causes, over time, wear and tear as well as x-rays, which could be degenerative and probably certainly are? But
I don't know anyone who doesn't shrink in high school age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've shrunk from
And part of that is just the parts wear out.
Well, I was once 5.11. I'm now 5.6. My spine has shrunk 5 inches because of just normal wear and tear.
Okay, so that would be like the front end of a car where you've got the ball joints and all this mechanical moving parts that just wear out, and then so they get replaced on a car, but not so easy to do with a person's spine, right?
Well, it's an extremely significant, risky procedure. It can be done with fusion.
Okay.
But depending
now,
on the surgeon where it's done,
fusion,
how it's done.
Okay. So what is fusion of the spine, Dr. Shealy?
Well, instead of having a disc space, which is more or less mobile, you know, it's like a little tiny rubber ball in there, it actually just gets to bone. And the bone begins rubbing on the bone below because it doesn't have any ball anymore. And the best fusion is done from the front. Now, that can't be done in the thoracic spine, of course, but in the neck, it's the procedure of choice. The procedure from the back is, in my opinion, barbarian. And even in the lumbar spine, it may be more difficult, but I think it's actually mechanical. mechanically safer than doing it from behind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is there a supplement that could make the situation better?
Not to my knowledge. The only thing
my mom
and
I were. Yes.
The only thing I know is
my mom and I. Okay. We have a really long delay, so I'm going to. I'm going to fix that at the next break. My mom and I were at a supermarket back in the 1960s, early 1960s. And there was a guy selling Peking ducks, white ducks. So we bought some and brought them home. And during the winter time, they got frozen. Their legs got frozen and they couldn't walk. So my mom was listening to Carlton Fredericks on the radio, and he talked about, and you are certainly well aware of Dr. Carlton Fredericks of Fairleigh Dickinson University, he recommended for people with joint pain cod liver oil. So she gave the ducks some cod liver oil in their feet, and they started walking around. Do you think that might be of some help or not for spinal stenosis?
I don't have any idea. Obviously, from my point of view, what's doing the job is vitamin D3. That would be the major thing that you might get, and certainly vitamin D3 has many immune enhancing effects.
Okay, so you're saying vitamin D3 in the cod liver oil?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, people have commented over the years about, I don't look as old as I claim to be, and I've been taking cod liver oil since I was about 11 years old, and it does a couple things for me. I think it seems to lubricate, it makes it easier for my joints, it seems to make my skin more pliable, it seems to, you know, less wrinkles. I don't have wrinkles on my face, Dr. Sheely, at we'll say 870.
I better get a gallon of it.
So I think it's been working for me, and is that possible, or is it? And there was a guy by the name of Dale Alexander, and I remember listening to him on the radio back, I think around the 60s. He might have been into the 70s, but he called himself the Cod Father, COD, as in cod fish. And he recommended cod liver oil combined with orange juice every day, every day. And he said it's kind of like a miracle. But I don't remember him ever saying why. He talked about the benefits of it, but he never said, okay, here's the chemistry, here's the biology, here's the science. Is it something that we should continue taking? Because I gave it to Cooper, D.B. Cooper, our dog, also the pulse electromagnetic frequency device. After she started getting around really well because of the PEMF device of yours and Lou Cassidy's, we decided to give her cod liver oil in her food, you know, one little gelatin capsule a day. And this, the system is of those two devices, or those two additives, it's working great for D.B. Cooper. I mean, she's dropped, I don't know, 3 or 4 years in terms of agility. So do you think that we should have, as part of our life, a cod liver oil regimen?
I don't know. I have never taken it that I know of. I don't. Of course, there is vitamin D3, vitamin A, the primary source of vitamin A, and omega-3 fatty acids. All of those are in cod liver oil. Now I've got to look up the amount, because I don't know.
Okay. I was asking our children yesterday, we were all in the kitchen, and I said, y'all have any questions for Dr. Sheely, medical questions, supplement questions that you'd like addressed? And one of the boys said, yeah, actually, I do. I'd like to know Dr. Sheely's opinion on fish oil, eating fish, and the problem with the pollution in the environment that the fish are raised in. And that means the ocean, if it's, you know, it's, if it's fish that live in the ocean, and in the land, if it's, you know, rivers, etc. So what are your thoughts about that? And maybe I should preface this by saying, when we lived in Virginia, there was a textile mill in town, and it had been closed when we bought our farm in Virginia. It had already been closed. And I talked to one of the local natives, and he said, "Oh yeah, yeah. When we were children, we used to play in the creek, and we used to pick the mercury out of the creek because they could find these little balls of mercury in the creek that ran through the town." And he worked at the textile mill, and they used to dump this liquid that was used for dyeing textiles red into the creek. Because that's what I guess they did back then, just dump it in the creek. But it was mercury-based dye for the textile fabrics, the red fabrics back then. I'm guessing this was probably in the 1960s. And maybe the 70s. So they used to pick out the mercury balls in the creek because they could just, you know, get a spoon or something and scoop them out and put them in a little jar, these balls of mercury, because the creek was polluted. And I'm thinking, that's not the only creek in the United States, and it's not the only place where there's industrialization. It's not the only place that had a factory, and it's probably not the only creek that is polluted. I mean, I'm certain it's not. So when you take that into consideration, you can take into consideration that we have these barges that the government operates that take trash and dump it in the ocean because, well, heck, where else would you put it? Just dump it in the ocean. That's what people seem to think, and they think it's okay because it's out of sight, out of mind. So we polluted the ocean, we polluted the streams, we polluted the ponds, we polluted the rivers, and we've polluted the lakes. So we're raising our food in this environment. What is your thought now, after all that damage that we've done, about eating fish? What are your thoughts?
Well, let's face it, Vince. There ain't a square inch of area anywhere on this continent or the world that is not polluted today. So in the ocean is somewhat less polluted than the land most of the time. I personally eat one can of so-called wild-caught salmon a week and one can of wild-caught other fish, sardines. So 5 days a week, I have my major meat is fish. I trust that even more than I would the Mississippi River, for instance. Now, whether it's one of the local lakes, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I don't get fish out of the local lakes. I don't go there. I don't have the time or the interest to try to find it. So, and I've been doing this for years, and I recently had a hair analysis, and I don't have any pollution of mercury, which is the most important one.
Wonderful. And okay, so how does one get a hair analysis, Dr. Shealy?
Very simple. It goes off to a company in Chicago called Dr. Zata, D-A-T-A. And you just have to cut off about 2 inches of the hair right at the base of your skull and send it to them. And you can actually even order it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you share with us what the cost is, roughly?
I think on Amazon it's $120. I think when I send it in, it's $150.
Okay, very good. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, I think that we are going to be seeing a real problem in the medical industry as a result of what the plagiarist has done by mandating that any company with greater than 100 employees will have those employees vaccinated. And here's an article out of Lowville, New York. So there's an upstate New York hospital that said it's going to pause. Let me say it a different way. They will pause the delivery of babies in 2 weeks because of a spate of resignations by maternity unit workers who are objecting to COVID-19 vaccination mandates. Now, they use the word pause. Now, pause, who knows what that means?
It means you ain't going to be there. If you need to have a baby, you're going to have to do it at home.
Yeah. Yeah. So then it goes on to say that the Lewis County General Hospital in Lowville, New York, will temporarily stop delivering babies after September 24th, WWNY reported during a news conference Friday afternoon. So the Lewis County Health System CEO said that 7 of the 30 hospital workers who resigned were from the hospital's maternity ward. So 30 people resigned as a result of Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist mandate of you will get a vaccine if your organization employs over 100 people. So it seems to me that this is just, these guys are just the early adopters of I ain't gonna do it. So he said that 160, this is the CEO of this hospital. He said that of the 165 employees, or 27% of the workforce, have yet to be vaccinated. So it looks like there are people who with the threat of losing their jobs, aren't going to do it. They are not going to be vaccinated. So I guess there are several questions surrounding this position of the plagiarist. What do you see, Dr. Shealy, in the medical field, the medical establishment, the medical industry, as a result of this?
Over 50% of the patients that I see today are wanting an exemption. I have seen 3 or 4 nurses want an exemption. I even saw one of the maintenance people for a hospital wanting an exemption. So I see chaos there as well as everywhere else.
Okay. So are they afraid, Dr. Shealy? I mean, I'm not asking you to violate any trust, but are you seeing...
They just have common sense. It's not a question of their fear. It's a question of common sense.
I don't mean fear that way. What I meant was fear of losing their job.
Oh, yes. Now, at least one nurse has notified me that she was given an exemption based on my letter. So I don't know if it's going to work all the way out of time, but at least I have one successful hospital employee who got an exemption. Now, I don't know what idiot Biden would do to exemptions, but who cares?
Well, he must be very, very concerned about this because Congress and their staff are exempt from this edict.
I know, which is a joke in a sense.
Yeah.
Sad, silly, crazy, joke.
Okay, so it seems to me that this is if there's going to be a more violent response to all these things that the government has been doing, and I'm not advocating this class, but it seems to me that if it's going to happen, Joe made it happen with this one by telling people that you will get an injection of an unknown to you substance injected directly into your tissue, which will mix with your bloodstream, that you're not going to be able to do anything about because they're going to tell you that, well, they've already told you, that you are going to get it. You're going to get this injection. And it doesn't seem to me that anyone really, truly has done the analysis to know what is in these injections. Is that right, Dr. Shealy?
No one
really knows.
And it would take 2-3 years to figure that out, and they bypassed that even.
Well, okay. I'll tell you a story about someone I know who works in a company that has greater than 100 employees and what happened. That's a true story. It's really short. I'll tell you when we come back. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas Facilities Commission announced Texas could award a contract to restart the border wall along a 700-mile stretch of the southern border as early as this week. Texas has more than $1 billion in funding available for construction. Pennsylvania-based Michael Baker International Incorporated and Hewitt Zollers of Dallas was selected as the top candidates for the contract. 4 companies in total had expressed interest in the project. North Korea carried out successful tests of a new long-range cruise missile over the weekend, North Korea media said on Monday. The missiles are a strategic weapon of great significance and flew over 930 miles before falling into North Korean waters during the tests Saturday and Sunday. Tropical Storm Nicholas is strengthening as it moves northeast in the Gulf of Mexico and up the Texas shoreline Monday morning. Nicholas is about 210 miles south of Port O'Connor and 40 miles southeast of the mouth of the Rio Grande River. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Staggering numbers are coming out of Chicago, Illinois. The CDC and Chicago Police reported Sunday there have been 214 underage children that have died from COVID-19 complications in all of the United States. Yet in Chicago alone, 286 children have been shot with the uptick in violence since January. A father of six in Chicago was on Fox News Monday. Willie Preston explains what he thinks the problem is in Chicago.
It's very simple, because COVID is a political winner. COVID is something that folks can politicize in a way that benefits. Killing children here just has become normalized, and we have to stop it here in Chicago, and it starts with the politics. We have to look at and value these children in Chicago's lives and stop politicizing their lives. We know the answers. We have to do better with supporting our police. We have to do better with making certain that people have access to jobs, not guns. We have to do better. We're making certain that we stop poverty and start to make certain that we start to build people up so that they can have a future to look forward to instead of just dwindling in these ghettos in Chicago. That's what we have to do.
Chicago Alderman Anthony Napolitano agrees.
And they want to see people weak. They want to see crime escalate, because then you need more government. And that's the problem here. But we are in an absolute political pandemic here as well.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Norm Sheila is with us. And his website is normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And if you'd like to call his office, that's not the number to be on the air, but that's his office to schedule an appointment. Normal business hours in the central time zone here in Missouri, Springfield, Missouri. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Dr. Sheely, I was chatting with one of our family members. I don't want to mention, this is one of our children. I don't want to mention which one, because of what I'm about to say. So, this child said, an adult child, to me, said, yeah, I got an email, and the company said we've got more than 100 employees, so we're going to have to take the jab. And the response was, it was just matter of fact. It was, you know, I think I'm going to cut the lawn today. I got this email. We have more than 100 people in the company. I'm going to quit. That was the response. And it wasn't like, it was just, it wasn't like, oh, I really have to think about this, and this is a big deal, and, you know, just, I'm going to quit. But I believe that that our child is not the only one in this situation. I think, you know, more than half of the country is going to be experiencing the wrath of the plagiarist and this edict.
No question.
So what do you see happening in the medical profession? I know we talked about the exemptions that you have written, but what about those who, you know, the hospital that they work, where they work, let's say, or the organization where they work? Well, hold it. Wait a minute. We've got 112 employees, and there's 97 of you that have exemptions, and the government comes down on those people, the owners of the corporation, and says, oh, no, you're not doing this. You're not pulling this exemption.
Vince, I think ultimately we're going to have a civil war. It's the only answer, in my opinion, a true, violent, physical war. I see no other solution to this crap.
Well,
I've been predicting for 2 years.
I'm wondering what took so long, or why it's taking so long. I really mean that, class.
Look how long it took to get the Civil War, to get the Revolutionary War, and even the Civil War.
Yeah, simmers and simmers and simmers, all of a sudden, boom. And I think we're close to boom, where more people are going to get shot. I was reading some of the statistics, like in New York City, the number of homicides a day. It's amazing. It's amazing that anybody in his right mind would live there. The burglars, the robberies, the
our San Francisco. Come on.
You're absolutely right. Okay, so hospital workers are leaving and have left. Military pilots have just walked off. They have left. You know, these are highly, highly, highly trained individuals for which there are... You just don't hire some, you know, new recruits and say, listen, we're going to pay you less than minimum wage, and we're going to, you know, train you to fly an airplane, and, you know, you're going to be, and by the end of the week, you're going to be an ace. That doesn't happen. So these top caliber men and women who are highly trained, who we need, are leaving because of this idiotic mandate by this guy, the plagiarist. And bear in mind, you know...
And you're being kind, in my opinion, but...
Well, you know, plagiarism...
Because he's evil. Yeah, but he's not just stupid and inadequate. He is evil.
Yeah, I was reading a story about his body double, you know, the guy that plays and acts as the plagiarist. So his body double just quit. Now, I have a feeling this article that I was reading was pure fiction. But the article was really kind of funny because it said that this guy had had it. He was done. He was done acting like a bumbling fool, like someone who had the highest level of Alzheimer's, a guy who just, you know, would trip over his own feet, a guy who could remember which door to go back into the White House, and a guy who was just sick of sleeping with Jill Biden. He just quit. I thought that was hysterical. So here we have, I can't imagine. I can't, in my entire life, I couldn't imagine that we would have a person at the leadership of the United States of America who was so foolish, so incompetent, so greedy that he and his wife is greedy too, because she allowed him to be in this office, and she must have been involved in the cover up of how weak and feeble in every respect this guy is, and was willing to put the country at risk for their own personal greed. That's just over the top. So, Jill, it's your fault. It's your fault also that we have this bumbling fool in the White House. So plagiarism, Dr. Shealy, seems to be, it's something that really bothers me. It really does. So I know that Joe went to Syracuse University Law School, and you, class, you can look this up. You can look up Biden, comma, plagiarism, and you'll find it. So he's a bona fide plagiarist. He stole another guy's wife, which I guess, you know, is another kind
in
of...
In my
theft.
Opinion, that's the least of his problems, by the way.
okay. Well, but to me, it goes to the point of this is a systemic problem in a character flaw that this guy has. So plagiarism, you know, he's lying. He's taking credit for somebody else's work. He's taken someone else's wife. He's hoodwinked the entire country by lying about his capacities or concealing his capacities. And he had plenty of other people who were willing to work with him to conceal the true nature of his deficits. All right. So that goes to something that bothers me. Now, when we first started USA Prepares, I took a bunch of heat from other people in radio saying, you know, I was foolish and arrogant and, you know, calling USA Prepares a broadcast classroom, a preparedness classroom, a worldwide broadcast preparedness classroom. Like, who did I think I was? You know, and now these are talk show hosts. These are people who just talk. They don't have any particular expertise. They just talk. They also beg for money. So they say, hey, listen, we're gonna tell you the truth because you can handle the truth. By the way, we need your money. And compare that to USA Prepares, where we don't beg for money, but we do tell the truth. So saying a person is going to tell the truth... Well, saying a person is going to tell the truth and telling the truth are two different things. And saying you can handle the truth, you know, letting someone believe that you're going to tell them the truth and telling the truth, those are two different things as well. So plagiarism, is it plagiarism, Dr. Shealy, when we come out in the morning, first thing, and we say it, and we say it in a very specific way, and then right after we say it, the same day, the next day, or the day after, our very words, which are unique to us, come out in other talk shows as if it's new information. Is that considered plagiarism? I think it is.
Well, if they don't give credit to you, yes.
Okay, there you go. So well, our work is being plagiarized, and you know, I don't really appreciate it. Now, some people at USA Prepare, some of our instructors say, well, you know, it's the highest form of flattery. And yeah, it is. It really is. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. No question in my mind. But, you know, what they don't do is they don't say, you know, I heard Dr. Shealy on the USA Prepares, and he and Vinny were talking about this, and that's a really good point. We should talk about it, too. They don't do that. They don't do that. They just talk about it as if they thought about it first.
That's it. You're giving the media more credit than I think it deserves, even with that statement. In my opinion, 99% of the major media is absolute crap, and that's the kindest word I can use on the radio.
Well, you know, I've almost worn out the buttons on my radio when I, you know, when I trying to find something to listen to if I were driving to Springfield or back. Now I don't even turn the radio on. I have a radio and I got a new truck, Dr. Shealy. It's a 2001. To me, it's new. It's 20 years old, and you know we rebuilt the transmission and we did a lot of work on the bearings of the differential. And I mean, for months we worked on it, and I just love this truck. And I haven't listened to the radio yet.
Well, I have a new car that's about 3 months old, and I haven't even turned the radio on once.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing to listen to, right?
I don't want to be brainwashed by nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, it's kind of a funny story, years ago, I was, you know, hitting this seek button, seek, you know, like, let's go to the next frequency, the next frequency, the next frequency, as I was driving to Springfield, there was a station on that was talking about Branson, Missouri, and how they had free tickets, they had free tickets to a Branson event. This was like a big deal. This is Chinese genocide, okay? So they were saying that we've got these tickets, and, you know, like fifth call at the station, we'll give you the two tickets to the BB Gun Museum. The BB Gun Museum in Branson, Missouri. Now, who in their right mind would want to go to a BB Gun Museum in Branson, Missouri? I mean, really? Is that the best use of a person's time, to go to a BB Gun Museum?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, we all had BB guns when we were, you know, back in the 60s. It was kind of fun, or most of us did. It was kind of fun. And we know pretty much what we need to know about BB guns without going to a museum. You can look at them on the Internet. You just type in BB gun and you click on images and look at, you know, hundreds of them. I think we've lost our minds. And so I've been thinking about Elon Musk, and I've said that I think he's the most dangerous person on the planet because he's put thousands of satellites into space. He's occluding the night sky. He's got these self-driving automobiles that crash into people, places, and things. People have died as a result of his carelessness and recklessness and their stupidity when they are supposed to be operating these vehicles and they're not paying attention. And I have a love for the automobile. I really do. Dr. Sheila, I mean, I've built race cars. I've built race car engines. I've raced cars, my cars, on the track. I've done that. And I've taken, you know, nice drives with Mrs. Finelli in the good old days. And it was a wonderful experience. You actually turn the steering wheel and the car would go left and right. And you'd step on the brake and it would slow down or stop. You'd put, if you had a transmission, a manual transmission, you could shift through the gears. You could apply pressure to the accelerator and go faster. I mean, there are a whole bunch of things you could do. And it was fun. It was neat. It was a wonderful experience. And Elon Musk, through his, I don't know, it's not certainly not invention, because it's all been invented before him. He just assembled these inventions. He's taken that away from people, where they get in the car and they take off and they don't need to do anything. Just sit there. What I'm saying is, the enjoyment of life itself, the pleasure of life itself, the feeling of reward of accomplishment from hard work done well, when we're all done and robots do anything, what's going to be left for us?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking that people enjoy doing things. You know, they enjoy the results of their efforts. For example, some people enjoy cooking on the grill and, you know, and the preparation of the meat, for example, and trying different recipes and spices and seeing the outcome. But we're being replaced with robots. We're being replaced with we don't have to do it. The machine will do it for us. We don't have to go and turn on the light. We can just tell this assistant, turn on the light, brighter, 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 that kind of a thing. We don't have to write down phone numbers. The phone will remember them for us. We can just push a couple buttons and work can be done for us. And I remember many things I've enjoyed. Over the weekend, I was baling hay. I baled 81,000 pounds of hay over the weekend. It was hard work. It was hot. It was sweaty. But when I was all done, you know, I mean, the hay got locked up in the baler. I mean, there were times it was just no fun at all. But overall, I really enjoyed the challenge. I was racing the clock. I had to get it done before the sun went down, to the point where the grass would turn and dew would form on the grass and make the baler lock up with the hay. But you know, the hay will lock up if I try to bale too big of a windrow. So I mean, there's a lot of challenges to have the right size windrow, to have the right dryness of the hay, the right amount of sunlight. I mean, there's a whole bunch of components to the equation, and it's a challenge, and it's hard, but it's enjoyable. And if I had the choice of pushing a button, you know, and starting all the machinery, and then coming back, you know, and later on in the day, and seeing the machinery had just finished the entire job for me all by itself, I don't think I would enjoy that. And I was thinking about tractors, and you know, I use a 1984 model John Deere tractor for baling, and I've got an old baler, an old tractor, an old everything, including me. And you know, the tractor has a transmission. It's got a real heavy clutch. I mean, really, really hard to press down. Really hard mechanical brakes. Really hard to press down. Heavy tractor. Hard to stop. Hard. I mean, it's hard. And baling hay requires a lot of shifting, believe it or not, a lot of stopping, a lot of, I have to know the feel of tying the string on the hay bales so they get the bales to be weather tight. You know, the new balers, you just, the tractor stops by itself, or you stop the tractor, the, you know, an alarm goes off, and all of a sudden the hay starts, tying itself up or wrapping in a net or wrapping in plastic. It ejects by itself. The alarm goes off and then you continue. It's not like that for me. I got to know everything. I have to know when to start, when to stop, where to drive, the whole nine yards. But it's enjoyable. It's work. It's a challenge. And I believe people like Elon Musk and others who are in the robot business are taking that away from people. And so what are people going to do? That's the question. Is life going to be, what's it going to be? Is it going to be just sitting in a lazy boy and watching TV? Or is that too hard to do?
If you want to know what I really believe.
I really do.
I believe all of us will be dead if we do not have a civil war. That's the bottom line.
Okay. Then
I
mean,
all of us are going to be killed by the vaccine, if not by war.
You know, Dr. Shuey, seriously, I moved the family out here. Mrs. Finelli and I drove about 20,000 miles looking for, you know, the ideal place away from a lot of people, because there's so many generally dumb people that have no idea. They wouldn't even know what we're talking about, Dr. Shuley. So we found this little place in the middle of nowhere, Missouri, and I think it's a fairly good place to ride out this upheaval, this civil war, combined with the Revolutionary War that we're facing. I mean, everything is going wrong. There are all kinds of shortages. I was going to talk about this tomorrow and on Thursday, but let me mention this to you, Dr. Shuey. Just at the tip of the iceberg about shortages. So about a month ago, I ordered 6 tires for my 1968 American Motors car, 6. And I figured I'd get 4, and if I had one of them that failed, I'd have 2 spares. And if one of those failed, I'd have a spare. And so I figured, all right, let me just get these, because I have a feeling that tires are going to be hard to get. Well, I got the second one Saturday. Now, we get a delivery from one of the largest tire distribution companies in the country, the same company that sells tires to Walmart and Big O and the rest of the tire chains. We got the second one on Saturday. I still am waiting for the other 4. Tires are in short supply. And that's tires. What's in short supply in medicine, Dr. Shuley? Can we talk about that when we come back?
Okay.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. Yeah. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finelli. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.